Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Football is back. The NFL is back, and what a way to come back. Super Bowl champion, defending Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs against the Houston Texans, two of the best quarterbacks in the league. What a way to start. Let me introduce the Odd Couple crew, and then we will get into it, Rob. We got Brady Quinn, by the way, Fox Sports football analyst and Fox Sports radio weekend host, coming up at the bottom of the hour to really get us ready for the dawn of the football season. But we got USC Chris on the ones and the twos again in for the vacationing Alex Tyshirt. USC Chris, Rob, he put Blue Emu on to make him feel better and take away the pain from
so
yesterday's appearance
from
on
yesterday?
The hot seat.
Yes, don't stink. Yes.
So he is feeling much better. We got super producer Rob G. And on the updates... is David Gascon, the gas man. All right, Rob, let's get into it. As I said, tonight, Kansas City hosting the Houston Texans. Now, I'm excited about it. I imagine you're excited about it. You know who's not that excited about it, surprisingly? I guess season ticket holders or fans that typically fill Arrowhead for the Kansas City Chiefs. Because they are only, remember, they're only allowing 16,000 fans in a stadium that holds over 50. And apparently, according to reports, Rob, they're having trouble selling those seats. This is on Yahoo. They're having big time trouble selling the seats. People just aren't really trying to go to the game. Here's a quote by a secondary ticket broker in the Yahoo report. The game was a $350 get-in price on the secondary market at first. Now, Rob, it's $15 from $350 to $15. Club level seats were $900 to $1,000 to $1,200. Now they're down to $525 to $600. So a bit stunning. They're having trouble selling out, well, what would be a sellout, I guess, relatively speaking, this game. And obviously the ticket prices are plummeting. What do you make of it?
I think people are excited about football, obviously the season opener, but it says a lot when you have the defending Super Bowl champs playing at home. You know, people just the euphoria of them being champs. Remember, they went 50 years without winning a championship. So 50 years, they win a championship, and there aren't even that many tickets. Like, you want to be in the building. It's not like it's a regular crowd, and it's, you know, it's,
it's 50,000
or 60,000. Right. It's 16,000 on any given day. The price would be $350, Chris, to get in. You know what I mean? Because you wouldn't be able to – the chance of you getting in the building. And now here we are, and these are the realistic – I commend people for just understanding what's at hand and just saying, I'll sit this one out. All the other sports, Chris, didn't give you the option because they just figured, why put our fans even at risk? Why even do it? You know, the NBA could have figured out something, taking temperatures, people wanted to come down and watch some games. You know, they could have done something if they wanted to. Baseball could have put some people, you can't sit in the lower deck. You could only sit in the upper deck. There's all kinds of things that they could have tried to figure out or come up with. And instead of doing that, they basically said, we're just going to sit this one out and take the L. A lot of NFL teams didn't want to do that. And the fans have basically spoken. Because if people aren't showing up here, Chris, how are people going to a Jaguars game on Sunday or whenever their first game is?
Right, because those are the only two teams right now that would have live crowds, right? For their home opener. Jacksonville and Kansas City. Here's what I'll say.
Anybody going to the Jacksonville game? I mean,
no. They don't go anyway. But
right.
they didn't go in good times.
Right.
Here's the thing too, Rob. It's the fan experience. And I don't know about you, but through this whole pandemic, what is it now? Is it 6 months? Five?
Yeah.
5, 6 months?
Since April.
5 months, I guess. I have been very few places where I had to keep my mask on for like a long time. You know what I mean? For an hour straight or something like that. You know, I've gone to the store.
No, I know. And when you get in the car, you take it off.
Exactly. Right, you have it on for a little while. But
I'm with you. I can't do it for more than 30 minutes, Chris. I can't.
And at this game, there's no taking off your mask. Now, I guess if you're drinking a soda or beer or whatever, yeah, you're going to do that. But for the most part, you have to have your mask on the entire time. That's going to dampen the experience. Only being 16,000 fans, movement going to be limited, interaction going to be limited. It's just not going to be the same experience either, Rob. So I'm going to tell you what I would do. I really don't. I mean, if they were selling these tickets like hotcakes, I wouldn't kill the fans. I mean, cause I just got to be honest. I've been to places and people, black, white, Hispanic, they're congregating, you know, I'm in my neighborhood, people having parties, a lot of people there, people not wearing masks. Some people just aren't taking the precautions that, you know, we're supposed to be taking. So I'm not going to just kill the fans in Kansas City if they were, you know, fighting for these 16,000 tickets. But I would not be one of the in attendance at that game for the reasons I mentioned as far as the fan experience. And also, we've heard, Rob, for how many years that football would be a great studio sport, right? And then with fantasy football and leagues and people, I know tonight is the only game, but in general, people can keep tabs on all that's going on around the league, you know, when they watch it at home on Sunday rather than just being at one game. So I think that, you know, if I could sit in the comfort of my own home, eat what I want to eat, not have to worry about the virus, not have to worry about wearing a mask, and I'm going to be able to enjoy the game, replays, highlights, all that, I got to be honest. I wouldn't be going either.
Yeah, I know I wouldn't be going. And I'll tell you this. I love the game experience way, way over television. And even with a 70-inch screen and sitting on a comfortable chair or recliner, Chris, I've been to some great games in my life. I'm talking about as a fan. You know what I mean? Just sitting in the crowd, not working, as a fan.
Right.
And I enjoy the experience. There's nothing like it. Television, the one thing they can't give you, you know, even with the crowd noise and surround sound and all the other great things and the great slow-mo, Chris, and the close-ups, I get it. You know, you're in your home, you got a 70-inch screen, HD. This ain't the old days where the picture was you know, grainy. Scruffy and grainy. You remember those days. Totally different.
The screen was circular.
Right. It just was totally different.
On the edges.
And now, you know, you got that picture, that beautiful. But to me, there's nothing like going to a game with people who all are like kind of into the same thing and you know, living and die with every pitch or every catch.
I agree.
You know what, Chris, there's nothing like
going to, and baseball and basketball are great experiences too, but obviously there's more games.
Right.
Going to one of the 16 football games, really one of the 8 home games, it is great. I've never been to a football game as a fan that I didn't enjoy.
I agree.
Right?
Very seldom.
But again, Rob, you're not going to get that here.
Right.
I mean, because one of the crowd
is jam-packed.
Maybe
that's another part that people don't, you know, like,
right.
Like, do I really want to sit in a 75% empty stadium? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, it's not going to feel like
not gonna
a Chiefs game at Arrowhead that I've been to, you know, where it's kind of, you're sitting there by yourself and you're 3 seats away from your buddy. It might not just be appealing, and maybe that's it. And maybe people have also taken the whole coronavirus thing serious and just say, you know what? I know who's coming to my party, family and friends, Chris. Yep. I don't know who's coming to the Chiefs game. How about that?
Right. And remember, a lot of the fans are older. And so it's not like everybody's talking about college kids. Oh, even if they don't
buy season tickets. They don't have money. Right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free. to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Something bothersome, to me at least, happened at the beginning of this football game between the Texans and the Chiefs. The players went out to midfield before the game and asked the fans to join them in a moment of silence for racial equality. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in a moment of silence dedicated to the ongoing fight for equality in our country. Thank you.
Those are boos. How in the world, why in the world would you boo when players are saying we're doing this for equality? Do you not want equality? Do you think we have equality? When what we see going on, whether it's a George Floyd, a Breonna Taylor, or even ones that don't get killed. It's not equality when black people have to be concerned about getting stopped when they drive a nice car. Don't give me the numbers about the ones that have just been killed. What about the ones who are harassed consistently for no reason? It happened with Stop and Frisk in New York. And it happens with, we call it driving while black. Shame on those fans. I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. And you're going to sit here and boo black players for the most part and the white players who have joined with them when they ask you to take a moment of silence for equality? You just want these Negroes to go out there and perform for you? And shut up and dribble? Shut up and catch? Shut up and sprint? And be happy because they got some material goods and some money for playing a game, but they can't be treated like equal human beings? You got some nerve. Who in the world do you think you are? Ridiculous. Try to give the benefit of the doubt, man. It's ridiculous. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I want to give you your space and let you say what you have to say, because this is what I've always said, that go ahead and try to invite people in on your cause and this whole notion that you got to get the fans involved and everybody has to agree to it. No, it's not going to happen. That's why we have these issues. So, Chris, when people don't want to be involved or whatever, I wouldn't lose one ounce of sleep from any of those people. We already know they're there, right? So why are you trying to bring them in and pacify them? Yeah, come on, join in. No, if you really were there and you were really interested in it, they told you exactly what they think of you right there. If NFL players ever had any doubt, and you go ahead, because I've already told people, if you have a problem with me wanting social equality and being treated the same way, then I don't need you and I don't care. Don't care about you. Don't.
I care because it affects the quality of life and opportunities for black
people. But you can't make people be a part of something, Chris, that they're not interested in.
No, you can't make them.
That's what I'm talking about.
To boo?
I'm not shocked by that at all. Not surprised.
I'm bothered by it. And again, you're going to watch these dudes. So don't tell me because you wear a jersey that a black player has, you know, his number, his name on your back, that you about equality and all that. When you gonna boo?
It's the same way that people thought everything was cool in this country when they elected Barack Obama, Chris. Oh, yeah, what?
Right.
It's post-racial. We have a black president. Are you kidding? Everything's great here. That's what they tried to tell us.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Rob, the Lakers are just, as Gasman told us, just destroying Houston. Houston's defeated. Both them and the Clippers about to be up 3-1 in their series. Just en route to a Western Conference Finals that is everybody's dream matchup. And Kawhi Leonard is carrying the Clippers. Paul George did it the previous game. Kawhi Leonard carried them last night and really has carried them throughout the playoffs. And so now people are starting to talk about him and kind of trying to put him in historical context. So our colleague here at FS1 or FSR, Fox Sports Radio, you can actually hear his show, Jason Smith and Mike Harmon, coming up right after us. But Jason Smith has weighed in last night, and he said Kawhi is not an all-time great. Colin Cowherd, our colleague here at Fox Sports Radio and at FS1, he has said, and he doubled down on it today, said it before, doubled down on it today, that if, and in his mind, when the LA Clippers win the championship this year, Kawhi Leonard will be a top five player of all time, along with Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, and Kawhi Leonard. And then Ben Rohrbach from Yahoo Sports wrote today that, or yesterday, that Kawhi is still the best closer in the NBA. So a lot of different opinions about Kawhi Leonard. I want to ask you, and you said the other day you think he's the best player in the world. I think you were a prisoner of the moment, but maybe he'll prove that. But where are you at historically on Kawhi?
I'm closer to Colin than I am to Jason. I think Jason can say that now. Obviously, he's in the midst of a playoff. But if he is to win his third championship and third finals MVP, and I know he doesn't have any regular season MVPs, I bet you if you talk to anybody, they'd rather have three championships and finals MVPs than be Steve Nash with two championships and never got to the finals. I think
especially those when you were the leader of the team.
Right. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, to me, that doesn't hold nearly as much weight to me than winning. And not just winning once because you happen to be in the right place at the right time, but you keep moving around or going to different places and they keep winning. I think that that's a sign of greatness. I don't have him in a – Collins over the top, you know, 16-0 for the Ravens.
Right.
And he's a top five player. I don't have him there. But do I think that he is one of the all-time greats? And if he were to win again and win the finals MVP, Chris – and take the also downtrodden Lakers and the Clippers and win a championship. He's en route to being a top 10 player, and obviously he's got many years to play. And if he were to put together, Chris, some other numbers, maybe win a final, maybe win an MVP. You know what I mean? If his knee's good, if he adds all that together, then I think it would be hard to keep him out of that conversation.
Well, part of Jason Smith's argument on Kawhi was that, look at the Raptors. He felt like Kawhi was just kind of that missing piece to the Raptors. Obviously, he won his first title in San Antonio. Yes, he was the finals MVP. He wasn't the best player on that team. It wasn't his team. It was Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker's team. And he averaged 12 points that year. So he, you know, it wasn't the same as this last year's title and this year's if they win it. But he said, look at Toronto. And even without Kawhi, they're still a great team. And may even, depending on tomorrow's game seven against Boston,
but
get to the Eastern Conference Finals and maybe even to the finals.
I know this isn't you talking. This is Jason. The only problem with that is that they were good before he got there. They just couldn't get to the championship. You know, like they used to win.
There were other changes, though.
60-some-odd games.
The coaching
change.
They went 59, I think.
But they were winning a lot of games before that. So that they continued to win this year isn't shocking.
Right. I don't hold that against Kawhi. If we held that against Kawhi, we'd have to hold it against Michael Jordan. Because when the Bulls, you know, when he left the Bulls, Rob, after his first three-peat, they went from 57 games in his, you know, last year of that championship year, that third championship, to 55 wins without Jordan. And as you know, they were very close to knocking off the Knicks in the second round and getting to the conference finals, and maybe they would have gone on beyond that. So I just think, and he talked about LeBron, when he leaves teams, they fall completely off. I do agree. I do believe that LeBron James has the ability to lift a team more than any other player I've ever seen, including Michael Jordan. Like, you can put LeBron virtually anywhere, and he can make that team really good, like a playoff team or a contender. Now, he hasn't been able to get them all the way over the hump like Michael Jordan, but and some of that is because LeBron is the system. And when he's in a place, everybody plays off of him. And so when he leaves, you know, you have to start all over again and have a whole new system, and guys have to play completely differently. And in a lot of cases, you brought in players to fit around LeBron that really can't play any of, you know, do stuff on their own. So there's a reason for that, but I do give that up to LeBron. He's able to do that and been able to do that, I think, greater than any other player I've ever seen. But I don't hold that against Kawhi. So to get where Kawhi is, if he wins this championship, Rob, and I'm not taking anything away from KD's two rings, but these last two rings, last year's Toronto, this year's Clippers, if they do it, they would be more impressive to me than the two rings Durant got. And Durant is a more graceful player. He's a more naturally gifted player. So we tend to, you know, just put him above Kawhi because he's a prodigy. You know, we knew Durant was awesome in high school. But I would have to say Kawhi, if he wins it this year, he's right there with Durant. Right in that 15 to 20 range of all-time great players. I mean, I don't know how you deny him. A phenomenal defender. And now he's getting better. He's still getting better, Rob. His mid-range game and his passing now.
Almost unstoppable.
Right.
Almost.
The mid-range is ridiculous. It's just Jordan-esque. Darn near Jordan-esque. And then he's passing the ball well. I think he's going to keep improving on that.
You saw his big block with his E.T. finger the other night.
Right. It looked like an E.T. finger. That's a good call on that. But, yeah, I that's where if they win it this year, Rob, I would say he's in that 15 to 20 range. And he's still got a ways to go. And I think, Rob, a lot of people are hesitant. A guy that wasn't, you know, tremendous in college, you know, not like some like a Zion or a Michael Jordan or somebody like that, wasn't expected to be a star. And look at his first three seasons, 8 points, 12 points, 13 points. His fourth season, 16 and a half points. So I think a lot of that works against him with people when they want to rank him. Cause you just, like I said, LeBron was great right away. Durant was great right away. But a guy that develops over time, you tend to maybe, you know, not give him his props as easily, but you're going to have to. And the thing is, Rob, like I said, he's 28, 29 years old. He's got plenty of more work to do. So win it this year, I'm in the 15 to 20 range, and he could keep climbing.
Yeah, I just think he'll have, if he does, which I expect him to win the championship, I just think people will look at him differently because it to elevate, you talk about elevating players or to take two championships and then just the little golden nugget, whether people, I'm not saying on a stat sheet you might talk about it, but he could have gone and joined LeBron and AD and decided not to do that.
Right.
The easy street, Chris, right? The Durant way. How many championships would those three have won if they were together for the next 4 years?
Honestly, seriously. Rob, it wouldn't have been fun.
But I know, but I'm just...
I actually think that would have been even... That may have been even more lopsided than the Warriors.
Right, but I'm just saying, but it was presented to him. He had right. a chance.
And he was
he would have still been
it.
Playing in L.A.
If he hadn't gotten
he still
Paul George...
Been, but I'm. But he yeah, still would have yeah. been in L.A.
Right.
He still would have played in the same arena. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, he rather than join LeBron, he wanted to go against him.
Exactly. That's,
what
I'm saying.
Thing, yeah, that's going to make this matchup. This is a delicious matchup. This absolutely delicious coming up. And Kawhi, I think, is going to guard LeBron, Rob. Like, a lot. You know, and you don't see matchups like that anymore. LeBron has shown that when necessary, he can shut down or make it very tough on a Harden, make it very tough on a Kawhi. The question is, how much is he going to do that? And I think for them to beat the Clippers, he's going to have to do it a lot. And I don't know if he's up to that at age 35. And so this is going
right.
to be a great
series.
This
team is just, to me, it's just the Clippers are so deep, and you got to pick your poison. There's four guys who could close the game, Chris. It's just different from anything the Lakers. And we've seen them before. We've seen the Clippers beat the Lakers without their full squad. We've seen the Lakers beat the Clippers.
Right.
But I really believe, and I'm not saying I'm like a piece of cake on anybody's side, but I believe the Clippers will win. I really do.
I'm
and
with
then
you.
Win the
I got
championship.
The Clippers, and I think right now I'm like 55% Clippers, 45% Lakers.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.